Good morning. My guests this morning are Colin Creveling and Amelia Van Brunt from Cirque du Bohème. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk about Cirque du Bohème. What is it?
Cirque du Bohème is a small company based out of Sonoma. We're a theater and circus company. It's a narrative-driven circus show that we do every year in Sonoma.
So you are at Cornerstone. Where is that exactly?
It's a sculptural garden in a little bit outside of Sonoma.
Uh-huh.
There's wine tasting and a marketplace.
So this is really an outdoor performance in a circus tent. Is that right?
Correct. Yes. We set up our circus tent outside and it holds about 150, 200 people.
Wow.
It
fits
wonderful. Right in the middle of the sculptural gardens.
It's really charming. You're kind of just walking through this beautiful cornerstone area. There's shopping, there's cafes, and free parking. And you're just walking in, and then all of a sudden there's this beautiful little circus tent that pops up every year at this time.
Oh, fantastic.
So can't miss it.
And the show is called Yesterday. This is a new show, right?
Yes, every year we make a brand new original show.
Excellent. This year you are going to be performing on November 23rd, 24th and 25th, and December 1st and 2nd, 8th and 9th, and 15th and 16th. Boy, that's quite a schedule. With three performances each day?
Yes, three shows a day.
That is really wonderful. Give us a little idea of the kinds of things people will be seeing.
Okay, well, this story is a little bit more than usual, very character and story driven. And so we will have a lot more of the theatrics of telling a story of this woman who is kind of grappling with her memories coming back and remembering things from her past, good and bad. And through that, we see this kind of magical journey of the story being unfolded through circus acts. So some of the things she's remembering, telling that story through these circus disciplines. So there will be juggling, there will be hand balancing, there will be two different types of aerial apparatuses that are very rare and not often seen. For example, aerial chains and a lira moon.
We have an internationally renowned sear wheel artist as well this year, Elijah Trevesnik.
This sounds like just an incredible show.
And magic. We will have a magician this year, which is exciting. We haven't had that before.
Now, I understand from your press release that this is an old-style circus, which is based on French circuses of the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Correct.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, it's so charming. I think you're really transported when you come to the tent. You feel like you're walking into another time and another world. And it's, you know, it's a little over a one-hour show, and you're just completely transported to another place when you get there. And it's heavily inspired by the early 1920s, 30s Parisian circuses, definitely.
How long have you been doing this show in Sonoma?
For 6 years, the show has been going on in Sonoma. Colin has worked with Cirque du Bohème for 4 years?
Yeah, 4 years now. And we've been lucky enough to sell out every year. So we really encourage people to get tickets as soon as possible because we always have people that come up to the door that are just, you know, traveling from out of town and want to come see the show. And we try to fit in as many people as we can, but we often sell out way before people even arrive.
Yes. So definitely get your tickets early because this year is going to be, I think, the best show yet. And every year audiences are coming back to see the show multiple times, bringing more family members, and it will definitely be busy. So yeah, get your tickets early.
Well, let's tell people that where to get those tickets is at Brown Paper Tickets. Thanks you two for talking to me.
Thank you so much
for your time.
And thank you folks out there for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.